shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, we have breaking news as a search expands for a missing three-year-old girl. What we're learning about the Amber Alert you might have seen on your phones or television overnight.
Also breaking right now, actors are officially on strike, joining writers after negotiations fail. What this historic move means for your favorite TV shows and movies.
And you might be awake right now because you're hearing heavy rain and thunder and lightning. We're seeing that in the northern half of the viewing area. I'll show you how much rain we have and what our alerts and warnings are right now.
Yeah, the rain is starting to come down where we are here in Raleigh. We have everything you need to know to get your Friday started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for joining us here on a Friday. We can hear the rain on the roof. Drove through it on the way in this morning. So what you're up against right now, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. There's some lightning out there that we have seen, some heavy downpours in some areas, Elizabeth.
Yeah, take a look at this on the radar. It's really heavy right here in northern Wake County, stretching up the I-85 corridor and up the northern I-95 quarter. Lots of thunder and lightning. We do have a level one risk for severe storms in this area. Nothing is severe right now, but we also have a flood advisory and a flood watch that's in effect in this area. So we've seen at least an inch of rain so far. We could easily see another couple of inches. So especially before the sun comes up, if you're about to head out the door in this area, say from Durham to Raleigh to Roseville, up toward Lewisburg and Red Oak up to Henderson, you want to be especially careful, especially on rural roads where the water might be crossing the road in a low spot where a creek is. So just be careful out there until the sun comes up. But it's really coming down heavily. This is a look at where our flood advisories are right now. And you can see the northern part of Wake County, as well as Roxboro to Henderson and over toward Roanoke Rapids. Those are areas in particular where we've seen some heavy rain just in the last couple of hours. We also have that severe level one risk for that same general area. Everybody that's just north of Fayetteville, so Sanford, Raleigh, up toward Roanoke Rapids and back to the west. Here's a look at the flood watch. And that includes our entire viewing area as we see this system dropping southward on us this morning. And then we're going to see another one later on this afternoon. So we could see some flooding as we get through the day today. That's going to be in effect all day long. Here's a look at Futurecast. And of course, we're going to be tracking the rain as it comes across our area for today. We'll end up seeing, of course, a better chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms later on today as well. And our temperatures are really warm as you're heading out the door this morning. Those temperatures, as we get our map. Map is taking a little nap this morning. But our temperatures are very warm this morning, looking at temperatures in the upper 70s right now. And of course, our rain chances are going to be with us for most of the day. It won't be as hot as it was yesterday. We'll see a high of 90 degrees.
Back to the breaking news we told you about off the top. The search is growing for a three-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert. You may have seen this come across your phones overnight or on TV. Police in Mint Hill, which is over near Charlotte, issued an alert last night in an effort to find Adeline Hochstetler. Now, investigators say she was last seen by her father on June 11th. They believe she is with her mother, who has custody, but may be on the run because of pending court hearings over child custody. Police think Adeline's mother may be driving a black 2019 Kia Optima with North Carolina tags FFF3959. She may be headed out of state to Delaware. If you have any information, you should call 911.
And more breaking news this morning. Hollywood actors are now on the picket line, and that means big changes to the movies and TV shows that you watch. The Screen Actors Guild officially joined the writers on strike at 3 o'clock this morning after a vote yesterday. The walkouts by the two groups will stop production of all scripted film and TV shows in the U.S. This means fall TV lineups will be heavy with reality shows that are not affected by the strikes. And productions on streaming services like Netflix will be halted. Independent productions not covered by labor contracts will continue.
We're getting our first look at the suspect being held on a $15 million bond after a SWAT officer was shot. Robinson County Sheriff's Office shared these mugshots, two of them here. They show late last night they gave us these. And Kendall Deese, Tina Locklear are the two people, and started yesterday as deputies served a search warrant at a home on Evergreen Church Road. That's just outside Pembroke. When they got inside the home, Deese began shooting. An investigator was hit and taken to the hospital, but is expected to survive. SWAT says they identified themselves before entering that home. Locklear was also arrested on drug charges.
PNC Arena is getting some big upgrades this morning. The group that runs the area, the Centennial Authority, will talk about a list of changes that are on the way. Nearly 80 ideas are on the table right now, but not all of them will happen. They include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers.
Enhancing our building in sort of the unseen ways, access in and out for concert promoters, for the rodeo folks, for the monster truck folks, you'll see a better choice of options.
PNC Arena already hosts more than 400 events each year, including NC State basketball, Carolina Hurricanes games, and a variety of shows. Today's meeting is set for 9 o'clock.
Only on WREL, Durham's police chief is sharing her view of the chaotic moments after a 5-year-old and 15-year-old were shot last week. Chief Patrice Andrews sat down with WREL's Lena Tillett, and she says her officers and the community are still coming to terms with the death of Chloe Fennell. The initial call to the home on North Guthrie Avenue was for an overdose. Chief Andrews says they learned Brian Luster, relative of Chloe's, had shot at 3 children, hitting 2 of them. When she arrived at the scene, she says her officers were heartbroken.
I can't really describe what that feels like, just in your gut, in your heart. And so we get there, and my officers are running around, and you can just see on their faces, right, the heartbreak. But they still have a job to do.
Chief Andrew said it is still not clear and there's no motive in the case yet. Gun violence involving children is up this year in Durham, as we've reported.
New this morning, the SpaceX launch did not happen as planned. Hours ago, the mission team called it off seconds before liftoff in Cape Canaveral, Florida. This would have been the Falcon 9 rocket's record-tying 16th mission. It's not clear right now why the mission was put on hold. The next launch attempt is set for tomorrow.
National Weather Service will be back on the ground today in Chicago to assess the damage after at least 11 tornadoes touched down there. The twisters all struck Wednesday as severe storms moved through. Officials say at least 3 of them were EF1 tornadoes with speeds more than 100 miles per hour for that wind. 2 touched down near O'Hare International Airport, where people were told to shelter in place. Flights were grounded. Operations have returned to normal this morning.
Parents, if you're shopping for your kids and trying to avoid the pinch of inflation, you're in luck. The Kids Exchange consignment sale opens to the public today. And WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the State Fair grounds with the bargains that you will find inside. Kelsey, you're inside. There's a lot of stuff behind you.
There's so much stuff behind me. I'm kind of overwhelmed since I've walked in. You can see that there's items for children of all ages. We're in the baby section right now. We've got anything that you would need for your little ones. I know they have a lot of diapers in particular. Diapers is something that is really increased in price because of inflation. The price of diapers has gone up by 22% over the past 2 years, so it's a great idea to get a deal for that. And doors will open this morning at 9 a.m. Check out this video of shoppers earlier this week. You can buy clothes, toys, baby items, furniture, and more, all at a discounted price. Mom and longtime consignment sales shopper Christina Weber has a word of advice before you come out today.
Getting here early helps better your chances of getting the stuff that you want. I love coming to the sale.
If you've heard about this event, you know that you may have had to pay for the previous days, but today, tomorrow, and Sunday, the public can come in for free, and Sunday is half off of everything because they're trying to get rid of all of these items and make sure that you have some things for your kids. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
If driving through Clayton this weekend, be prepared to take a detour. Drivers trying to get from U.S. 70 West to Interstate 40 West will be rerouted as work continues to complete 540 project. Crews plan to finish new ramps connecting U.S. 70 West to I-40 West between 10 p.m. tonight and early Monday morning. Those people can take a detour down NC-42 West to access I-40 West.
Tonight, you have a chance to win the seventh largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. More than half a billion dollars are up for grabs. No one has matched all of the numbers since April, and right now the pot is an estimated $560 million. If you win, your cash option is a little more than $280 million. You can watch the drawing live right here on WREL tonight at 11 o'clock. And guess what? If you don't win the Mega Millions this time around, you can try your hand at the Powerball jackpot. As of this morning, it's an estimated $875 million, and that could grow between today and tomorrow. This is the third largest Powerball jackpot to date. You can watch the drawing tomorrow night at 11, also on WREL.
We have a warning for you this morning about a popular dryer made right here in North Carolina that is now under recall. Just ahead, the risk it could pose to you and your home.
Plus, a months-long wait for Carolina Hurricanes fans finally ends today. What to expect from star player Andrei Svechnikov as he returns to the ice.
And you take a live look right now down in Sanford in the Sandhills. It looks dry while Raleigh and the Triangle area are getting wet. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner joins us after the break with a look at the weekend forecast and all those chances for showers.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 and we're hearing the rain on the roof, and you may be hearing it too, depending on where you are. As a matter of fact, we've seen 3 to 4 inches of rain so far this morning from the northern part of Wake County up toward the Virginia line. So you definitely want to be careful if you're about to head out on the roads. Number one, visibility may be lowered with this very heavy rain, and we're likely to start seeing some areas flooding that typically flood with that sort of rainfall. So raining hard in Durham and Wake Forest, as well as Lewisburg, Red Oak, and then on up into South Hill, Virginia, starting to move into Raleigh right now. We have a flood watch that's in effect all day today because we're going to have another round of some heavy rain later on this afternoon. And of course, we have that level one severe threat as well. Wind damage would be our biggest threat for today. Here's a look at Lewisburg, where the rain is falling right now. You see the wet conditions there as we look over toward the Tar River. Walking the dog this morning, depending on where you are, you're likely to run into some wet conditions. And we have that good chance of storms later on today with a high of 90.
Only on WREL, the mother of a Raleigh man who died in a motorcycle crash in western North Carolina is talking about her son now. Investigators say a 16-year-old in an SUV hit Travis Ferguson and Shelley Pittman Wednesday night. They both died after being thrown from their Harley-Davidson. Ferguson's mother tells WREL her son was once in the military and stationed at Fort Liberty. She says he was on a journey with his new love in his life when he was killed.
Oh, it's horrible. I told him it was worse than losing my husband, their daddy, 10 years ago. He was very honorable, and he loved people. He was a people person.
During his time with the 82nd Airborne, Ferguson was stationed at the border between North and South Korea and was a sergeant in charge of Army Burial Detail in D.C. He was 49 years old.
It soon could be more difficult for children under 18 in North Carolina to get mental health care. State lawmakers are considering a bill to require parental consent before mental health professionals can provide treatment, except in cases where the child is a danger to themselves or others. It's a response to some conservatives' beliefs that schools and teachers are seeking to replace parents and indoctrinate students. Advocates are worried that the change will push away at-risk kids who need mental health care but don't want their parents to know.
A dryer made by a North Carolina company is under recall for being a fire hazard. Five on Your Side says Charlotte-based Electrolux Group is recalling Frigidaire gas laundry centers. The felt seal in the dryer can fold, causing it to build up, and it led to 23 fires so far. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. If you have one of these dryers, stop using it and call Electrolux for a free repair.
An updated COVID-19 booster shot could be ready to go by the end of September. This will be the first batch of vaccines not distributed by the federal government as the U.S. begins phasing out government-run clinics. In a letter to manufacturers, the Department of Health and Human Services told companies they must price the shots at a reasonable rate.
A Durham Community Center is now open once again, nearly a year after vandals damaged just about everything inside. The T.A. Grady Community Center held a ribbon cutting to celebrate its reopening yesterday. All the damage has been repaired now, and the building even got some upgrades. The newest addition is workstations to help people get training and skills for the working world. Durham housing authorities say that some of the work to rebuild that center was done by the vandals, who were tracked down by community members.
Well, here's some news Carolina Hurricanes fans have been waiting for. Andrei Svechnikov is getting back on the ice today for the first time since his knee surgery. He tore his ACL on March 11th and missed the last 18 games of the regular season, as well as the playoffs. The Canes are hopeful that he'll be ready to play in time for opening night on October 11th at PNC Arena. Here's hoping.
Yeah, it's a good sign. He'll have some more of the summertime to heal up. Right now, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. This seems to be hitting us in Raleigh, at least. I wonder where else, right?
Oh, yeah. Really, everybody up to the north. And then even down here in Chatham County, we're starting to see it developing here. I'm going to show you some of the rainfall totals that we've had, but it's been 3 to 4 inches from the northern part of Wake County on up into Virginia. So really heavy rain here. It's been very slow moving. The whole system is moving off to the east, northeast, but it's building to the south, and that makes it very slow moving. So it's likely to continue to drop all the way down toward Fayetteville a little bit later on this morning, but has produced a lot of heavy rain here. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at Storm Tracker, which is out on the roads right now, and you can see right there in the middle of that rain. It's coming down very heavily. It's likely to have some pretty significant impacts to our morning commute, so I'm planning a little extra time today. It's likely that we'll have more accidents than we normally see out there, so just keep that in mind. And Anthony Baglione is here watching traffic. He'll be up with that just in a little while. Let's zoom in a little closer, and you can see here in Pittsburgh, we have some heavy rain. It's raining heavily in Durham, up toward Creedmoor, Wake Forest, Lewisburg. We've started to see some of that rain here in Raleigh as well. All this is going to continue to drop southward. We head back up to the north and seeing a lot of lightning in Roanoke Rapids. We've had some heavy rain up around South Hill and in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and then, of course, all the way down the I-85 corridor. So if you're in the northern half of the viewing area, most of you have been seeing some rain or hearing it overnight. Take a look at this. Here in Granville County, we've had 3 to 4 inches of rain. You see those red color contours, 3 inches just south of South Hill, Virginia. And so that's where the heaviest rain has been. A little bit of that heavy rain there, too, in parts of Franklin County and then northern Durham County. But all this will continue to slide southward. All these green shaded areas are where we have a flood warning or a flood advisory in effect right now. So you want to be especially careful. And then we have a flood watch for the entire viewing area for today with this heavy rain continuing that could cause some flooding. We also have the level one risk for severe storms, and this is all about our wind damage potential. So this is where we can have the potential for some damaging wind. It's everybody but our farther southern counties. We take a look at Sanford right now. The rain's not quite there, but it's all around you. Temperature 77. It's really warm out there. Our dew point 71. It's going to be another very warm day for us today as we take a look at what's happening out there this afternoon. Looking at 90 in Raleigh, Durham, 95 in Fayetteville. So we'll get a little bit of a break early afternoon, and then we'll start to see that second round, and we'll be seeing hot temperatures ahead of that. 71 is our dew point, so it's way up there. Our feels like temperature or heat index today will be 97, looking at 100 on Saturday and 99 on Sunday. So that keeps us out of the danger zone. We won't be seeing a heat advisory, but it's still really hot. A good chance of storms, of course, for today, and then we're looking at a 50% chance on Saturday and Sunday. That chance starts to back off some next week, but we could still have a few isolated storms. Look at that. Our heat just continues to climb, looking at 97 on Thursday with heat indices well into the triple digits.
Wow, 97. All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Well, you can see some rare and exotic plants in person right here in Raleigh, but you won't have long to catch a glimpse when you'll be able to see corpse flowers and more at the Juniper Level Botanic Gardens.
Welcome back. What a neat project here. Wake Tech is currently building an entire town under a roof. This is what mock Main Street will look like. Police, fire, and emergency crews will train here on real-life scenarios to keep our community safe. WRL's Matt Tallhelm takes us inside for a tour you'll see only on WRL.
They've designed this area here to simulate a playground outside of a school. It could be used for training on severe weather, how to get kids inside safely, or a school shooter. First responders will be able to drive right up here to the curb, like they would in a real-life situation, and rush inside to confront the threat.
So this is the front office of this school pod.
Jamie Wicker is provost of public safety education at Wake Tech.
When you come in, we have classrooms.
She leads the team that's taking training for first responders to a new dimension inside this public safety simulation complex.
There's active shooters, school shooters. We can do EMS, medical emergencies. We can do fire scenarios.
The community college is replicating a town under the roof of this building on the future Eastern Wake campus. Lining the street inside, there's a jail, a store, the school, and a two-story townhome.
It can be used for realistic scenarios, for de-escalation, for patient care, for assessment, for communication.
Right now, you still have to do some imagining while construction crews work to finish the training complex.
There's not a facility like this in the United States where you'll be able to reenact scenarios that we hope never really happen in our community.
This rendering shows the full view walking through the simulated town. Instructors will be able to stage different emergencies here.
We're not saying, well, if this were to happen, what you would do is, or what you should do is. We're saying, here's the scenario. Let's go work through it.
This space will be used by current first responders to update their training, as well as Wake Tech students. It's set to open in January. Matt Tallhelm, WRAL News, Wendell.
The Juniper Level Botanic Garden is opening for 2 weekends only. You can stop by and look at rare and unusual plants from all over the world, including century plants, a corpse plant, and some unique trees. It'll be open Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 5 this weekend and next. It's at 9241 Sauls Road in Raleigh. And the Botanic Garden is where we got our century plant. That's in the WRAL Azalea Gardens. Here is a live look there. You can see it is starting to wither away after its bloom that actually started back in May. So come stop by and see it before it's gone, or watch the live stream on WRAL.com. Bring an umbrella if you're coming today.
We've been watching it grow. The search is underway for a three-year-old that was last seen by her dad in early June, where police believe she and her mother might be headed.
And are diet sodas safe to drink? Coming up, the possible link between aspartame and a certain type of cancer.
And bye-bye swim trunks. Hello, Speedos. We'll take a look at the reemergence of the divisive style of bathing suit.